today is a good day to start with a new audio file in English. And it's called Newborn Needs. So let's talk about a newborn baby. To find out how a newborn baby really feels, it's kind of a good idea to put yourself in the bathtub and get your ears underwater. And it's quite amazing how much stronger and how much changing all the impressions are. So you feel quite more of the sound when somebody's walking by, when the washing machine is rumbling, if somebody is talking, it sounds completely different. So water really gives you a totally different impression of the things that happen around you. And that's how a baby feels. A baby has really a different kind of view on the world. And as you should remember, the baby does not know his body, or knows the body in a totally different atmosphere. It's like an astronaut in an atmosphere where there's no gravity at all. And it's kind of weird to have arms and legs and not be able to use them. So there are instruments, you know you have them, but that you don't know that they are yours, and you are absolutely not able to use them. And that's how a baby feels. And then you have a digestion system, and the digestion system does something. It's getting gassy in the first few weeks because some of the bacteria just have to develop. And you feel sensation in your stomach and your digestion part, and you just cannot do anything about it. Now you feel when the stomach is full, and hiccups are quite familiar. They know the hiccups out of the uterus as well. So everything is changing, and you have to ask questions once in a while if everything that's happening here around you is okay. And that's the problem of a baby. So you have a body you're not skilled with. You have a lot of reflexes that can be used. You don't know how to use your body. You have no remember function in your brain at all. So you go just from one moment to the other, and every time and every moment is new. So when you're hungry and you grab the breast and you are just scared by all the sensations in your stomach, you cannot concentrate. And that's what happens when a baby is trying to suck on the breast, but he cannot find the nipple because he's too much irritated about the stomach situation. And then it really needs an adult who is calm and confident and reliable and trusting and loving to show you how it works. So bad news, when you get the first baby, your baby seemed to be a little bit scary to you because you cannot read them as well. So there are two human beings who want to love each other and who want to be perfect for each other. Every mother, every father wants to be perfect for their babies. And then the baby starts to scream and you don't know why. So, and this is my job. That's why I'm there. My job is to translate your baby. And lucky as I am, babies function quite similar. Of course, they have different characters and they are look totally different, and they are different in their souls from the beginning, but they function in a pretty similar way. And they have absolutely the same needs. And the first 4 weeks is really simple. Every newborn wants to be treated as it is still in the uterus. That means that when the baby is getting stressed because of new sensations of the body or the environment, then it wants to be absolutely in the same feeling like it was in the uterus. So you cannot put the head of your baby underwater, of course, but you can swaddle it, you can give him something to suck, and you can simulate the same hearing atmosphere. And that's what you should do to make it easy for you and your baby. Because the less the baby is stressed, and the less the baby is scared, the less the baby swallows air, and the less air is in the stomach, the much better the baby's stomach feels, and the less it has to scream, and the easier the breastfeeding is. So it's a very easy, very, very easy way.
Affirmations. My body is strong, and so is my baby. I can give birth easy. I feel the strength of all women who gave birth before me. I am connected to Mother Earth. My body knows how to give birth. I am all this baby needs. I trust myself. I surrender my fears to the universe, and I know the universe has my back. Me and my baby work as a team. I trust my female instinct. My body is made for this. All is well. Repeat after me. My body is strong, and so is my baby. I can give birth easy. I feel the strength of all women who gave birth before me. I am connected to Mother Earth. My body knows how to give birth. I am all this baby needs. I trust myself. I surrender to the universe. Me and my baby work as a team. I trust my female instinct. My body is made for this. I am blessed. All is well.
Hi, I'm here again. Let me tell you something a little bit about your newborn baby and how it can meet the needs of your newborn baby and yours as well. And this is quite easy. So let's start with trust. Babies are born in trust, and it's our job to give them no reasons to mistrust us and the world. And trust grows when we trust ourselves, and trusting makes happy you and your baby. So it's important to trust you, and the more you trust yourself, the more your baby can trust you. And the world feels much safer and wider and is filled with freedom if you just be you, because you are the perfect mother for your baby. It chose you, and that's really important to think about when you struggle. And when you feel stressed, then think about trust. Because your baby trusts you, and you can trust your baby, and you can trust yourself as well. Second, get hygge. Hygge is a Danish word for a very comfortable, warmly and loving atmosphere. So the best way to be with your baby is to be hygge. And that's exactly the way of living and being you need to get to know your newborn baby. And that's why you have to design your flat or house and all the baby places with this hygge idea. Make it hygge wherever you are. That's maybe about warm light, wooden items, cozy fabrics you feel safe and cozy in. Just a place where you can feel safe and gaze at the beauty of this place, because you will spend a lot of time at your place and on a diaper changing table. So it's very important to make it hygge. Third thing, slow down, sister. Slow down, sister means go day by day, moment by moment, situation by situation, and feeling by feeling. And then gonna be a lot of feelings. Enjoy every little moment of love and thankfulness you can get a hold of, and expand it to the never ending. And you will notice that time goes slower, and then the good moments get more, because your brain starts to focus on the good stuff. And overwhelming is history, and multitasking is history as well, because you can only do one thing after another. Of course, sometimes you have to be a little bit multitasking when you handle with your baby, but these are skills you will learn easily if in the first beginning you go moment by moment, situation by situation, feeling by feeling, and day by day. Because I really think life is too short, especially with a newborn, to be not fully experienced. And that means that you have to fully experience every feeling. Just feel it. Dare to feel. And dare to be with your baby and just really notice every small, tiny thing it does, and watch at the face and all the grimaces the baby make. And it's changing every day, so you really have to take your time. So slow down, sister. Third thing, or it's maybe the fourth thing, I don't know, feel worthy. That's really something I notice a lot when I'm with families and women, that they really struggle to feel worthy. And remember, you made this wonder, and you are worthy of having, holding, keeping, and experiencing it. So feel worthy. And take your luck for granted, because it's for you, and feel worthy of it. Remember yourself, you are worthy, and you made this wonder. Next thing, warm yourself. Surround yourself with light and warmth and with loving people, and ask for help, and be absolutely sure that the people around you are pleased to help you. They love it to help you. You just have to ask for help. And take time to observe you with the humans around you and notice them with the eyes of wonder and love. Because it's a time of wonder and love. It's a time of a magical and human form. It's a magic being, and just so magical to observe it and to take your time and to be with the people you really love. We don't take enough time, always in a rush, but now it's time to slow down and notice all that's happening around you and warm yourself. Of course, food, good nutrition, loads of water is also a very, very good idea. And then tuck you in. Tucking in is something I always do when I feel discomfort. I tuck my toes under a warm blanket. I wrap a warm blanket around my kidneys. I just snuggle myself in warmth and blankets and pillows. And so tuck you in. Tuck you and your newborn in. Blankets, couches, bed, pillows. Tucking in makes so happy and makes you feel so much at ease. Because we are feeling held and taken care of, and that's what it's all about. Your baby wants to be held and taken care of, and you want to be held and taken care of as well. So tuck you in and make yourself feel held and taken care of. And then just be open. Be open to the way a newborn feels. Be open to the world of wonder with your newborn. Just happening around you, and dare to take the perspective of your newborn baby. Imagine you don't see clear and you don't hear good because you have a lot of water still in your ears. You can move yourself by yourself, and you do not know where the next meal comes from. Just imagine this kind of, or this way of being. Newborns have no identity and no name they know about. They have no friends and no money and no memory. And every moment is just new to them. And all you need is your willingness to meet them there in this nowhere, in this just moment by moment feeling. And it's just good to be willing to meet them there, because there you meet your newborn at their best needs. And that's all it takes. Just make yourself willing to feel like your newborn does. And that maybe includes to walk around and just take their perspective and just try to see the world as they do. And you will notice they love to be swaddled, and they love to be held, and they love to have dim light, and they love to be slow. So every motion is in a slow motion. And diaper changing only makes fun when they're fed before. And it's much nicer for them if you prepare, for example, a pacifier if you have to change their diapers, so they at least can suck on something while they're in this diaper changing mode. And I can really recommend my swaddles and my holy wraps, because these are the ones that make the newborn feel safe. So this is a little bit about newborn needs, and the rest is something we can learn in the Wochenbett together. That's my job as midwife, to accompany you in your Wochenbett and just make you see what your baby sees and hears and smells and touches, because all the senses of a baby, which are not the primary senses, so smelling and feeling, they are more prior. So, and seeing and hearing comes next. And just exploring how they use their kind of legs and arms, this is something that is not important for them in the first 4 weeks. And they develop so much skills in the first 4 weeks. But for now, they smell and hear much better than they can see. And then you can see. And that's different to our skills. So meet your newborn where it is and dare to share their perspectives, and the understanding will be much more easier for you, and you will have a much nicer and relaxed time. This for now. I hope it helps, and see you soon. Bye-bye.